That's right. It's Hour 5, G-Bag Nation, 105.3 The Fan. You're 30 minutes from Rangers pregame with the Yankees in town. Let's take at least two of these. You know what I'm saying? Maybe three. Maybe go for the sweep here against New York. It would be a perfect pivot point after dropping 5 of 7. Disappointing weekend. For more of this proper round tripper, here's Wolchuk.
Thank you very much. If you missed it, we do have Josh Jung in the lineup tonight. He is not going on the IL. Now, we were worried about that, but he will be DHing tonight. It will be Sam Haggerty playing left field and leading off against Max Fried and the New York Yankees. Seager playing short, batting second. Marcus Semien at second and batting third. Adolis Garcia will be cleaning up and bat in right field. We got Wyatt Langford at center, Josh Jung DHing. Josh Smith will take over at third base, Jonah Heim catching, and Ezekiel Duran will be playing first. We talked earlier with CY, asked him, okay, well, what's the latest on Jake Berger? He said, we want to make sure Jake starts hitting, and he is doing so at AA Frisco right now. So he's going to stay down for a little bit, and then we'll see what happens with Berger. But Evan Carter is indeed on the 10-day IL. I saw Cody Freeman. Some investigative journalism out there at Globe Life Field. Some were putting, like, is Cody Freeman back with the Major League team? There has not been an announcement in terms of a roster move, but he is out there, at least with the big league club right now. Aaron Judge not playing tonight. Now, he is able to come off the IL tomorrow. He is going to be flying in from Tampa. Aaron Boone saying pregame with reporters that he would not clarify whether Aaron Judge will return tomorrow or possibly Wednesday. He said he has not spoken to Aaron Judge yet. He'll talk to him later today, I'm sure, when he flies in from Tampa and gets to the ballpark. So big series. You had the Marlins sweeping the Yankees over the weekend. The Marlins now have become the only team in Major League Baseball with a winning record against the New York Yankees. They are 25-24 all time against the Yankees. But that is unbelievable. The Yankees have a winning record against every other team in Major League Baseball except for the Miami Marlins.
That is crazy.
Right?
Yeah.
That was, I mean, I saw that. I was like, holy, really? Like, even boss? I mean, but 27-time world champs, they were probably kicking teams' asses for a while.
That is crazy.
Long while.
Nuts.
And then through the 90s and 2000, they took off and had that iconic run and wiped out all the new teams and, you know, set a huge standard. And, you know, other than like the Steinbrenner years in the 80s, they're good every year.
Yeah.
You know?
And if they're down, they're not going to be down for very long.
Yeah.
They'll find a way to pay to get this team back up. But a big series, if you're going out there to the Globe, I know I've seen some across Rangers Nation, bring the noise. I mean, CY was calling for it earlier. You know, don't wait for two strikes before you're standing up and cheering. You know, bring the energy level. I mean, in Seattle over the weekend, I thought it was a postseason-like atmosphere, at least from watching it. I think, you know, Hixie and Jared and Dave and Mike on the calls, they were also alluding to that. Let's make a postseason-like environment. You want to get back to October. You remember how awesome it was in that 2023 run? The team's got a shot, guys. We need to support this baseball club right now. They will feed off that energy. So bring the noise, bring the energy, and let's go ahead and beat the crap out of these pinstripes over this next 3 days.
I like what CY did in there, though, saying, you know, it's our job to give them something to cheer for, and that's the right thing to say as the team. You know, you don't want to be demanding too much of your fan base when you've lost 5 of 7. But I think as the fans, you got to look at it similarly and take it as a point of pride. Like, what's it going to take? Is that 3 beers? You know, do you need to get some of your rowdy friends to give you some of that, you know, that pack confidence, whatever it takes. In 2023, at about, what was it, about this point in the year where they started to do the roll call?
Yes.
That was the beginning of something.
It was sick.
In that section, right? And now, I don't know. Like Josh Hamilton, he leaves after 2012, 2013, the epic press conference. It's not a baseball town. You know, we showed up that day to make a huge point. I just don't know if day in and day out this fan base has ever really made it a point to be a part of the environment. You know, so I know we can get there.
Yeah.
And the playoff run, the World Series run, it was as loud as any place I'd ever been.
And speaking of Hamilton, I think Saturday he's coming back and getting his Rangers Hall of Fame jacket against the Phillies. So prove it to him. This is a baseball town. Go ahead and let him know, man. And 940, you're right. There will be a lot of Yankees fans.
But oh, yeah, absolutely. There will be.
Round them out. Yeah. Let's go, Ranger Nation. Come on. It's time now. Put the pedal to the metal. You got a chance to end these guys. Like, you've got a chance for Aaron Boone to be fired after this series if you can sweep them. That's how down bad the Yankees are right now. This is a possibility to completely KO a team out of the playoff race. They are on shaky, shaky terms right now. Let's go ahead and get this thing done. Shout out to Nathan Eovaldi. We opened the show with this, but named AL Pitcher of the Month for what he did in July. 5-0, 0.59 ERA in five starts, 30 and two-thirds innings, allowed two earned runs, one on a homer in his five starts. He's been unbelievable. I mean, it's historic what he's been doing. Just, I love having Evo on the team.
It's amazing. You know, it's almost not real because all this time we thought, man, if we only just had a couple of aces, you know, just one ace, then everything would be fine and maybe we beat the Yankees in the 90s. This whole history would be different. And then you finally get the pitchers and you can't hit well.
God, it's so frustrating.
And Rangers trying to become the second team over the last 50 years make the playoffs after having a 676 or lower team OPS through the team's first 113 games.
Mm. But it's
going to take this level of pitching in order to make that happen. Yes. Where you have three aces and you have a damn good bullpen.
And that's probably why they doubled down on pitching at the deadline. Just make it strength to strength. We're going to have to win this thing with our arms, and hopefully Seager, who's still been hot. I mean, Adolis Garcia, like they put together some good at bats over the weekend against Seattle. I mean, it was back and forth yesterday. Unfortunately, things didn't go their way in the ninth, but let's get it going. Rangers did, of course, waive Blaine Crim, their first baseman, who's been in the minors since 2019. He was claimed off waivers by the Colorado Rockies, so he will no longer be part of your Texas
Talented
Rangers.
Guy, man. I thought he was going to make it watching him in spring over the years.
Thought he had some pop to him, but unfortunately, it didn't work out for him here in Texas. Maybe Colorado, he'll find something there. Julio Rodriguez did homer yesterday. He became the first player in Major League history with 20 or more home runs and 20 or more stolen bases in each of his first four seasons. Pretty incredible for J-Rod. He also had his 100th home run on that two-run shot yesterday. I mean, he's one of the best young players in all of Major League Baseball, and they really tailored that lineup around him. But Cal Raleigh's come in and really kind of taken over as the offensive face of that team.
It's been a huge difference for them, the emergence of Raleigh.
Big time. And the White Sox, let's give a big G-Bag Nation round of applause. Hey.
Winning more games than won last year?
Yep. White Sox have passed their 2024 historically low win total. They are on pace to improve their record by 20 games. So, nice bounce back, even though it's still bad. I mean,
still going to be a 100-loss season?
Still crappy, yeah. Still bad for the White Sox. But we're trending in a positive direction. 20-game improvement. Let's go as they won their 42nd game of the season on Saturday. Okay, let's look at this week ahead in Major League Baseball. MLB.com. Five series to watch this week. What are we looking for? Well, you got Yankees-Rangers. That starts tonight. Yankees swept a three-game series from the Rangers in the Bronx in May, but all three of those games were close. The Bombers' dominant pitching set the tone, allowing just five runs the entire series. Well, tonight, you're going up against their best in Max Fried, the lefty, 2.62 ERAs, 12-4 on the year. Can you find a way to get to him? Can the Rangers continue to gain ground? All right, they have gone 10-5 since the All-Star break. Well, now they're 10-6. They have vaulted themselves back into contention. What to watch for will be Aaron Judge. Does he come back? And Aaron Judge, boy, does he love hitting in Texas. Well, I think he just loves hitting in general. He's a guy that can really tilt the series in a big way. But maybe he's a little rusty. Maybe this is a time where the Rangers' arms can go ahead, get some swings and misses here from Aaron Judge. Maybe the timing's off a little bit. The plate discipline, it's down for Judge. Can you get to him and make him look mortal if he comes back this series? Let's go, Rangers. Let's make it happen. Elsewhere, we're looking at the Blue Jays and the Dodgers over the weekend. Blue Jays are looking like a serious American League contender, and they went ahead and added Shane Bieber. But Blake Snell's back for the Dodgers. Could be a World Series preview. I'm not going to say that. Why? Because I'm not losing hope on our Texas Rangers. You've also got Mets and Brewers. Boy, have the Brewers been good in the National League right now. They are freaking kicking ass and taking names. Can they keep it up? Well, Jacob Mizorowski, he's going to be on the IL. And by the way, we opened up the show starting saying 10-day IL. Been flooded with "you're an idiot." Pitchers can't go on the 10-day IL. You know what? I am an idiot.
You're ignorant.
You're right. Ignorant. Raising my hand. 15-day IL for pitchers. 15 days, guys. So if anybody asks you this, because I'm going to be gone the rest of the week, I'm going to be on dad duty, okay? If anybody says, How long is the IL for pitchers?
15 days.
15 days. Yeah. Players, position players.
10.
10 days.
Yeah.
Now we're good. Yeah. D-Bag Nation, we're learning, we're growing, we're educating ourselves along the way. And that's all we can do is just admit personal growth and admit when we've been wrong. And that's what I'm trying to do here. I'm trying to be vulnerable with you guys, and that's why I love you. Brian, you're going to be excited.
Yes, sir.
I know you're going to be at the 2027 All-Star Game. Why? Guess where it is.
Oh, it's at Wrigley Field?
Wrigley Field. Yeah. Your favorite ballpark.
I'll be there.
Oh, baby, you're going to be there.
I'll be at the Cubby Bear just drinking old styles.
So that's the move. We don't go into the ballpark. We just chill at the Cubby Bear.
You go to the Cubby Bear, and they've got, like, good hot dogs and cold beer, and it's a lot cheaper.
Cold beer.
And the game's on TV, and you can watch the game if you want. Or you could just sit there and people watch. Chicago is one of the great people watch cities. I used to love their airport, sitting in the airport and watching the people walk on by.
That airport people watching is the best.
Yeah.
The absolute best. Finally here, let's close down the bases. Power rankings on MLB.com came out this morning, fresh off the press. Number one, the Brewers. Number two is those Cubbies. How about that moving up? Blue Jays at 3, Tigers at 4, Dodgers at 5. Where do you think our Texas Rangers are? There's two teams in the American League West ahead of them. Astros are at 8.
Seattle's at 9. Our Seattle's at 10. We're 13th.
Mariners are at 10.
16.
We're 13.
Going 13. Gavin's going 16. Lucius, you want to get in on the guess?
12.
I wish it was. It is 13. Rangers at 13. They stayed the same, though. They stayed Pat at 13.
Baseball guy of the day.
Brian Broaddus. Rangers still have the best pitching ERA
in
all of Major League Baseball. We know we don't have to read the rest of this crap when it comes to the offense. And then the Mariners are kind of really looking like they're going to be awesome. Astros, though, got swept over the weekend, okay? We didn't lose any ground on the Astros. In fact, we might have made up a game. Don't ask me if
Boston might not have.
That's great stuff, Woolchuck. I have some more Astros news for you here coming up on the other side. Have you seen the metallic UFO orb that was spotted over the volcano in Mexico, though?
No.
That might be the most fascinating thing I'm seeing on social media at this hour. Yeah, volcano going on. Looks like a giant, like, silver Christmas ornaments poking out of the top of it. The locals think it's a UFO base. Okay, we're back with more baseball and getting you set for the pregame show here coming up next. It's the G-Bag Nation on your home of the Rangers, 105 through the Fan. Yeah, buddy, welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on the Fan, and we're about to get to Rangers pregame here coming up at 6:30, 7 o'clock first pitch. Yankees are in town. Segment of the Nation brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you or loved ones injured in a car truck wreck due to somebody's negligence, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. Go online, frankelfirm.com. It's also brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. Yeah, Astros third baseman Isaac Paredes has opted to forego season-ending surgery on his strained right hamstring and instead will rehab the injury in an effort to return this season. GM Dana Brown telling reporters he has hit 260 with 19 home runs, 50 ribbies, was placed on the injured list on July 20th. That one is huge right there. Houston has had a ton of injuries this offseason, and if they can't get him back, it's big advantage for not only the Mariners, but obviously the Rangers and the Mariners. Okay, a lot of stories from the day in Cowboys land. Maybe the biggest one, just rehashing the, Jerry saying to everybody, don't lose any sleep over this Micah Parsons deal. And I just wonder if maybe it's possible he's a little tone deaf on this one and doesn't understand how bitter the player is, Brian. But
yeah,
on the same hand, I don't think this thing really gets crazy until Micah says, I'll never play a game for you again. If he says that, then it gets crazy.
There you go. Yeah, I think there's a lot of what's really fascinating about this whole thing is Micah might be the first one that Jerry's had to deal with that's super media savvy and knows how to play the game and has podcasts and kind of understands that, okay, if you're going to fight in the media and tell the media, I've got my own media sources. I could leak out stuff, too.
And as Dez said,
he
wished he had this level of information.
Absolutely.
So I think Jerry's dealing with a different generation of player that could throw some wrinkles into this.
No, absolutely. And you said it correctly. The minute that Micah starts missing games, then that's when you need to be concerned.
All righty. We'll keep our eyes out for that as we get into a joint practice tomorrow with the Rams. It'll be fun. Thanks to Lucius Alexander in the Pimp Cup over there, Master Control here, 75 and Fitz. You just went 4.5 flawless like it was nothing. Thanks to Woolchuck. Send Chief some love on social. Let him know he's missed. And thanks to Broadus as well. Until tomorrow at 2, I'm Gavin Dawson. You're going home with the G-Bag Nation. At ease.